Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Daled Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, the second to last line. So the Gemara had just darshened from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perichav Ches, Pasuk Ches, regarding the Seder of the Avedas HaTamid in the morning and in the afternoon. That we said that we learn out the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim from the Tamid Shal Shachar with regards to the placement of the Haktaras Hakteras. So now the Gemara darshens the Pasuk that it says right before that, in Pasuk Zayin. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. V'niskei Reviyas Ahin. The Pasuk says, it's talking about some sort of carbon tamid. It's not clear in the Pasuk if it's talking about the carbon tamid shel shachar or the carbon tamid shel bein arbayim. All the Pasuk says is, V'niskei Reviyas Ahin la keves ha'echad, ba'kodes ha'seich nesach sheichar la'ashem. So it says that for this keves, for this carbon tamid, so there's the chiv of nisuch ha'yayin, V'niskei Reviyas Ahin. So says the Tanakama, Yilmad shel shachar is mishal arvis. That the Pasuk itself is referring to the tamid shel bein arbayim. And we learn out the Tamid Shal Shachar from the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. The Pasuk is referring to the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. It's really just the last Tamid that the Torah spoke about. A few Pesukim earlier in Pasuk Dalet says, Lahedya, it's a Keves Ha'echa, Taseh Ba'baikir, Ves a Keves Ha'sheni, Taseh Bein Arbayim. So the most recent Keves, the most recent Tamid we were speaking about was the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Therefore, says the Tanakamo, that the Pasuk is referring to the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. However, we learn out the Tamid Shal Shachar from the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. That just like by the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, there was a Chiyav Nisuch HaYayin, the Niska Reviyas Ahin, so too by the Tamid Shal Shachar, there's the Chiyav of Nisuch HaYayin. That's the Tanakamo. Rebbe Omer, Arvis Mishal Shachars. However, Rebbe is Chaylik, and Rebbe says that no, the Pasuk's actually talking about the Tamid Shal Shachar, and we learn out the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim from the Tamid Shal Shachar. The Pasuk itself is telling us a Chi of Nisuch HaYayim by the Tamid Shal Shachar. We learn out from the Tamid Shal Shachar that also by the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim there's a Chi of Nisuch HaYayim. So really it comes out that the Machlekes is just what the Pasuk itself is talking about. According to the Tanakama, the Pasuk's talking about the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and we learn out Shal Shachar from the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. And according to Rebbe, the Pasuk's talking about the Tamid Shal Shachar, and we learn out the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim from the Tamid Shal Shachar. But really it comes out, there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees that there's a chi of Nisuch HaYayin, both by the Tamid Shal Shachar, and by the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. It's just the machlekes had to learn the Pasuk. And that's what Rabbeinu Chananel writes. Rabbeinu Chananel writes that there's no nafkamina between, in this machlekes between the Tanakama and Rebbe. Just the machlekes had to darshan the Pasuk. But halacha, there's no nafkamina. However, if you look in the top Taisus on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, so Taisus says that there's a nafkamina. He says there's going to be a nafkamina if, let's say, they only have enough wine for one Nisuch HaYayin. So they could either use it for the Tamid Shal Shachar, or they're going to use it for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So which one should they use the wine for? So says Taisus, that's going to be a nafkamina according to the Tanakhama that the Pasuk's talking about the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So that's the Tamid that's mafurish in the Torah. So that's the one that's more chashuv. So we'll use the Nisuch HaYayin, we'll use the wine to perform Nisuch HaYayin by the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Whereas according to Rebbe, that the Pasuk's referring to the Tamid Shal Shachar, and we just learn out the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim from the Tamid Shal Shachar, but the Pasuk itself is talking about the Tamid Shal Shachar, so we'll use the wine for Nisuch HaYayin by the Tamid Shal Shachar. So agav, it's mavur and taisis that you see that there's something, that there's more chashivas to a halacha, to a mitzvah, that's mafurish in the Torah as compared to something which is not mafurish and it's only learnt out from a drasha. But says taisis, that's going to be the nafkamina. The nafkamina will be in a situation where they only have enough wine to perform Nisuch HaYayin one time. According to the Tanakamo, they'll save it for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and according to Rebbe, they'll save it for the Tamid Shal Shachar. Ask the Sfas Emes, I don't understand. Which one are they holding by? Why is this a nafkamina? If they're holding by the Bein Arbayim, by the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, so then that's the one you're going to use it for. Who cares which one's more chashav? Right now you have a mitzvah in front of you, you have the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, so that's the one you'll use it for, even according to Rebbe. And if they're holding by the Tamid Shal Shachar, so then, l'chayra, everybody should agree that they should use it for the Tamid Shal Shachar, because that's the one that they're holding by. And I think maybe it's the Kotzker that once said that someone, they asked the Kotzker, which mitzvah is the most chashav mitzvah in the Torah? And he said, the one that's in front of you, the one that's in front of you, that's the most chashav a mitzvah. So ask the Sfas Emes, how could Taisa say that that's going to be a nafkamina? L'chayra, everyone's going to agree that whichever Tamid they're holding by, that's the one it should be used for. The Mishnah Brura and Arachai and Simin Sadi and Sifkan Chavchas, so he actually brings brings the tshuva from the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in the tshuva in Chilek Dalet, Simen Elef Pei Zayin. The Radvaz writes that discusses a situation where Reuven was in jail, and he begged and begged that they should allow him to come out of jail so he could just daven one time. They should daven one time with a minion. So the shaila Reuven had was that eventually they granted him his request, and they said to Reuven that they're going to allow him out one day of the year. One day of the year they're going to allow him out to daven. So the shaila Reuven had is, which tefillah should he ask for? Which tefillah, which day should he choose to come out? So the Radvaz writes that the different Rabbanim were dealing with the shaila. Some, they were saying maybe Yom Kippur, because the chashivas of Yom Kippur. Maybe then they switched maybe Purim, because Purim has Mikra Megillah, has Persumei Nisa. Right? So that's what they were handling. Yom Kippur, Purim, says the Radvaz, no, you're all wrong. Says the Radvaz, that day that he has the opportunity to come out and daven, so that's the day he should choose, on a random Monday in the middle of Kislev, whatever it is. If that's the day that he has in front of him, so then that's the tefillah he should choose to come out on. So the kasha is, what's Pshat in Taisis? The Taisis says that there's going to be a nafkamina regarding this if they only have enough wine for one of the Tamidin. L'chayr, if they only have enough wine for one of the Tamidin, so they should use it for whichever Tamid they're holding by. According to both sheet, as Bein Lefi Tanakama, Bein Lefi Rebbe. So Rabbi Zilberstein and Chashuk Echemed, on Amadal and Amadal, if he brings it, he asked this Shaila to his Shver, to Revel Yashiv. He asked Revel Yashiv this kasha on Taisis, that how could Taisis say that this is going to be a nafkamina? L'chayr, everyone should agree that whichever Tamid is in front of them, that that's the Tamid that they should use the wine for. So Rav Liashiv gave two terutzim, it's all within one. He said that there's a difference between the Radvaz's case, let's say, where we're talking about a yachid coming out of jail. So when it comes to a yachid coming out of jail, so he has to deal with whatever mitzvah he has in front of him, versus a rabbim, such as by the carbon tamid that Tosis is dealing with, where we're talking about a mitzvah of the rabbim. That by this mitzvah of the rabbim, it's different. And he explained the chilik in two ways. First, he said that by a rabbim, there's more of an inyan to be mahadir, and therefore, if we have the wine only enough for one tamid, so by the mitzvah of the rabbim, there's more of an inyan to keep it for the more chashuv a mitzvah, so whichever it was, so therefore it's going to be a nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rabbi. Additionally, or alternatively, Rav Liashiv explained that there's a difference between a yachid and a rabbim, because by a rabbim, we pass kanein sibur mesim, that Klal Yisrael is always going to live on. By a yachid, so you always have to be concerned, who knows what tomorrow has in store for each person, and therefore you don't push off a mitzvah saying that, oh, I'll do a different mitzvah that's more chashuv tomorrow, at a different time. I'm not gonna come out on this Monday in the middle of Kislev. Instead, I'm gonna wait for next year Yom Kippur. That says Rav Liashiv, we don't do. But when it comes to a mitzvah of the rabbim, to push it off in order to do it later, a more chashuv a mitzvah, since by the rabbim we don't have a concern that Klal Yisrael is ever gonna go away chas v'shalom, so therefore by the rabbim, it's gonna be different. That's Rav Liashiv, was Masber Taisis. But either way, so says the Gemara, so we have this machlech, because Tanakama and Rebbe, according to the Tanakama, the Pasuk itself is talking about the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbaim, and according to Rebbe, the Pasuk is talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar. So says the Gemara, Bishlam el Rabbanon, it makes sense according to the Tanakama that Hai be Tamid Shel Bein HaArbaim Ksiv, because we, like we said a few psukim earlier, the last known keves that we spoke about in the Torah is the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbaim. So it makes sense that the Tanakama said that this Pasuk is referring to the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbaim. Hello, Rebbe, my time up. But what's the Pshat in Rebbe? Why does Rebbe say that the Pasuk's referring to the Tamid Shel Shachar? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Amar Kral, La Keves HaEchad. The reason why Rebbe said that the Pasuk's referring to the Tamid Shel Shachar is because he held that the Pasuk itself is Mavur, we're talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar. Because the Lashon of the Pasuk is La Keves HaEchad. And now, Ezu Keves Shenemer Bayechad, which Keves does it say about it, the word Echad? Have you Oimer, is that Tamid Shel Shachar? That's the Tamid Shel Shachar, where the pasuk says it's a keves ha'echad taseh ba'baker. It says it calls the keves of the Tamid Shel Shachar echad. It says that's a keves echad taseh ba'baker. That's a keves hasheni taseh bin arbayim. It calls the Tamid Shel bin arbayim the sheni and the Tamid Shel Shachar the echad. So being that on this pasuk by Veniska Revias Ahin, it says the word echad. It says la keves ha'echad. So therefore we say, therefore Rabbi Darshan, that the pasuk is talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar. V'rabbanan, what do the rabbanan do with the fact that this pasuk says echad? Says the Gemara, my echad miyuchad shebe'edroi. They darshan that when the pasuk says echad by the pasuk of Aniska Revia Sahin, they darshan that echad just means that when you bring the tamid, it has to be miyuchad shebe'edroi. It's supposed to be from the choicest of the flock. V'rabbi, where does Rabbi know this halacha from, that the tamid has to come from a very from a nice behema? Says the Gemara, from they switched the girsa to quote the pasuk accurately to from the pasuk that says mivchai nidreichem, from that which the Torah says mivchai nidreichem. That's nafka. That's what Rebbe learns it out from. That's what Rebbe learns out that the talmid has to come from a keves, which is miuchat shabadre v'rabbanon. And what did the rabbanon do with this makar? That fact that the pasuk says mivchai nidreichem. So we already have a makar that has to come from miuchat shabadre. Says the gemara v'rabbanon chad bechayva v'chad ben dava v'tzrichi. The rabbanon say that in a chanami we have two makaris. One's talking about when there's a chayv to bring the carbon, and one's talking about when a person's bringing a keves as a nedava. So there also there's a chayv to bring from the choice. Yes, but tzrichi, and we need a pasuk for each one. You can't learn out chayva from nedava, and you can't learn out nedava from chayva. Why not? So Rashi fills in the blanks, and Rashi says because there's a tzad chumra to each one. On the tzad of first of all chayva, you would say that's more chumr because that's something which is a chayv to bring. So being that you have a chayv to actually bring that one, so maybe that's the one that you should use the best animal for. That's the one you actually chayv to do. Don't use the best animal for something which is lav dafka. You see from there that even something which is just voluntary, that you also have to bring the best animal. On the other hand, Rashi says that something which is voluntary, that has its side to say that maybe you should dafka have to use the best animal, because being that you don't have a chayv to bring it, you're trying to just get appeasement. You're giving it as like a present. So if you give a present, you give a nice present. So that there's a side to say that when you bring in the davod, that dafka by the davod has to be the choicest of the animals. So therefore, says Rashi, says the Gemara, they're equal. When it's a chayva and a dava, so all things are equal, and therefore, the Rabbanan say we need two makaris, one for chayva and one for nadava, because I wouldn't be able to learn out one from the other. Rav Zilberstein and Chashuk Echemed over here asked on the Mishnah Berurah based on our Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Tzitzis and Siman Chafei, Sivka and Beis, so the Mishnah Berurah over there, right, in Hilchos Tefillin, he says that if a person only has enough money to buy Tzitzis or Tefillin, he only has enough money to buy one or the other, so the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Paiskim that a person should buy Dafka Tefillin, because Tzitzis is only if you have a Talashal Arba Kanfis. There's no Chiv to get yourself a Talashal Arba Kanfis to have Tzitzis. It's just if you have a baggage that has four corners, so then you have a chiv to put on tzitzis. Therefore, if you have a choice of buying a baguette with four corners or to buy tefillin, which is a chiv, you should buy tefillin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shem the Paiskim. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kol shekein le'inyan liknais tefillin mu'udares v'talis na'eh, the tefillin kaidmin l'kuli alma." He says that all that kol shekein, if you have a choice of buying, being mahadir in tefillin or being mahadir in tzitzis, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should be mahadir in tefillin because tefillin is a chiv. As from Zilberstein, we see from our Gemara that when you have a choice of being mahadir in a chayv or being mahadir in a nedava, so everything is equal. Why does the Mishnah Berurah assume that when you have a choice of being mahadir in tzitzis or being mahadir in tefillin, that tefillin should come first because tefillin is a chiyuv? We see from our Gemara that chayv and nedava is tzrichi. It's equal. You can't learn out one from the other. Each one has an advantage over the other. So why does the Mishnah Berurah say that tefillin should come first? When you're being mahadir, that you should be mahadir in tefillin before you're mahadir in tzitzis. So says Rav Zilberstein, which is also a beer in our Gemara, that there's a difference between a hiddur in halachic hiddur and a hiddur in the fact that it looks nicer. Our Gemara is just talking about the fact that it looks nicer. It's not a halachic advantage. It's miyuchad shabadre, that's a nice animal. So when it comes to just looking nicer, so then they're taka, everything's equal. Chayva, nedava, each one has a mile over the other. However, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about being mahadir halachic hiddur. When it comes to halachic hiddur, so then says Rav Zilberstein Avad, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that you should be mahadir halachically rather in the mitzvah which you have a chiyuv to do than being mahadir halachically in something which is only voluntary. Says the Gemara Vayter. We said in the Mishnah that if the Kohen Gadol is old, and by a Kohen Gadol, zakina yistanes v'chulu, so we said that they would heat him up, the passage of the Mishnah was that they were heating him up some water on Erev Yom Kippur, and then they took it off the fire on Yom Kippur, and they poured it into the mikvah to make it that it wasn't so cold, and if the Kohen Gadol was too old or sensitive to the cold, so they would warm up the mikvah a little bit, so that it wasn't too cold. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Amar of Yehuda, that no, so it's Shailan and Rishayim if this is explaining our Mishnah or this Bryce is being chilek on our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda said that Ashashi Yisrael Barzel Hayim Mechamin Me'erv Yom Kippurim, that they would warm up these pieces of metal on Erev Yom Kippur, Umatilon Atechot Zainin Kedel Tshetafik Tzinasan, and then on Yom Kippur they would take it off the fire and they would put it into the cold mikvah in order so that it should weaken its chill, so that it shouldn't be too cold for the Kohen Gadol if he was old or sensitive to the cold. So the Bryce says that they didn't use hot water to do this, they actually used a hot piece of metal. So again, the Rambam and Pirsha Mishnayis is mashma that this is the pshat in our Mishnah, that even though the pashat when we first read our Mishnah, so it seems like it was talking about hot water, the Rambam understands in Pirsha Mishnayis that this is a pirush in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is actually was also talking about this half piece of metal. However, Taisus and Sanhedrin on Yud Chesam Beis, Dibur Maskel Mishum, when he brings down our Mishnah, so he brings down our Mishnah as talking about hat order. So obviously Taisus understood that this Bryce is saying a different pshat than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that they would warm up hot water for the Kohen Gadol, for the mikvah, and the Bryce says that no, it was a hot piece of metal. Says the Gemara that if according to this pshat that they warmed up a hot piece of metal, that they warmed up metal, and they would put that into the cold mikvah. Frak the Gemara about Loi Mitzarif. Isn't that Tzarif? That's what Rashi says in Maseches Shabbos on Ma'alfum Abayis, that if you take a piece of hot metal and you put it into something cold, so that hardens the kli, and it's bechlal the iser makabeh patish on Shabbos. So how could you say that they took a hot piece of, that they took a piece of metal and they heated it up and put that into the mikvah? If they would put a hot piece of metal into a cold mikvah, so then they're being ivra makabeh patish. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Beivai, Shulei Hegil, it's a roof. No, when they took it off the fire, when they took off this piece of metal from the fire, it wasn't yet hot enough that it was at the point where it would be bechlal tzeirif. It didn't get to that point that if now when they would put it into the cold water that it would harden the walls, and therefore it wasn't makabeh patish. That's Rav Beibai. Abai Amar, afilu temesh hegila tzeirif. No, I can even tell you that it was very hot, and it was at the point where it was hegia to the level that when they put it into the cold water, so it could be that it would be bechal makabeh patish, but davar sheit meschavin mutter, but it's not their intentions. When they were putting it into the mikvah, they were doing that just that the mikvah shouldn't be too cold. They weren't doing it to be mitzarif the metal, and therefore it's considered a davar sheit meschavin, which is mutter. And the Rishonim point out, it's not psik resha, it's talking about a situation where it wasn't a psik resha that it was going to happen, but it was just the davar shein meschavin, and the lacha clearly Abai is saying is like Rab Shimon, right? We know that the machlokes Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rab Shimon, davar shein meschavin is mutter, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, davar shein meschavin is aser, and Abai is saying that like Rab Shimon, so we could understand this halacha that they were allowed to put the piece of metal into the cold mikvah, and it wouldn't be a problem of tziruf since it wasn't a psik resha, and it was davar shein meschavin, and davar shein meschavin is mutter. Frek the Gemara, mi amar Abai, hachid. Did Abai really say this? Did Abai really say that the pshat is like Rab Shimon, that davar shein meschavin is mutter mashma, that Abai holds like Rab Shimon? This is the when Abai explains like Rab Shimon, so that gives the mashma. He said Abai paskins like Rab Shimon. Frak the Gemara, is that true? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says by mitzvahs mila, it says besar or lasoi. The pasuk says v'yoyi mashmini gimel besar or lasoi. Now the word besar is extra. On the eighth day they should be mol the besar of his arla. It could just say ar lasoi. Why does it have to say besar? So we learn from there that afilu b'makam she'esham beheres yikaitz. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia darshens from this pasuk, from the extra word besar, that the pasuk is coming to be merameh, that even if there's a beheres, which is just really a code name for any of the four types of tzaras, that even if a person has a nega tzaras on his arlo, on his makamila, so the halacha is, it's still yikaitz, even though there's really, the Torah says you're not allowed to be yikaitz. The Torah says yishamar benega tzaras, which we darshen from there, you're not allowed to cut off tzaras. Even though there's an iser to cut off tzaras, but there's also a mitzvah to do mila. So which one wins? Besar or Lasoi teaches us that mitzvah mila trumps, and that if a person, even if the baby has tzaras on his arla, yikaitz, he's still supposed to cut it off, and the mitzvah mila is daicha the iser of cutting off the nega. That's what Rabbi Yoshia says. Now, v'havinan ba, we asked about this drasha that Rabbi Yoshia said, that kral amali, why do I need to have a pasuk that it's mutter? It's a davar shein meschavin. V'amr Abayi, and Abayi explained that why do I need this pasuk for? The Rabbi Yehuda davar shein meschavin aser. We need the pasuk because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the davar shein meschavin is aser. Kamashmul on the pasuk, that it's still mutter to cut off the tzaras. Now wait a second. So now it's mashma that Abai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. For the fact that he's explaining alibed Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashma he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So which one is it? Does Abai hold like before we said that Abai holds like Rabbi Shimon? Here it sounds like Abai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Hani Mili, that which Abai says like Rabbi Yehuda, Hani Mili b'chola tarakula. That's only when dealing with an iser daraisa. When dealing with an iser daraisa, so that's when we say davar shein meschavin is aser according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avol hachat seiruv derabbananu. But when it comes to our Mishnah, where we're talking about the Isser of Tzerif, which is only an Isser Durabanan, so therefore, even Abai is going to be Midas, that the Pshad is that the Halach is like Reb Shimon, or that Davar Shein Mischavin is Mutter, even Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. That's only by an Isser Daraisa, that's when we say Davar Shein Mischavin is Aser. But when it comes to Tzerif, which anyways is only going to be Durabanan, so therefore, Davar Shein Mischavin is going to be Mutter, and that's what Abai explained. When he said that Davar Shein Mischavin, he wasn't coming to say because he paskins like Reb Shimon. It was Dafka in that situation, because it's an Issa Durabanan, there we say Davar Shein Mischavin is Mutter. Says the Mishnah Vayter, have Yuhu Lebesa Parvos. Now we're holding now after the Kohen Gadol, he dealt with the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. So now they brought him to the Besa Parva to go to the mikvah for the second time of the day. He went one time before bringing the Karban Tamid, where he changed into his Big Day Zav. So now he's wearing his Big Day Zav, and they bring him to the Besa Parva, really to the roof of the Besa Parva. That's where the mikvah was. Uvakayda Shaisa, and this mikvah was in a place that had Kedusha Sazara. So now Pirsu Sadin Shabutz Beinai Lebina. They spread out a linen sheet between him and the people in the Azara. Kidesh Yad of Raglov Upashat. He did Kidesh Yad of Raglaim, and then he took off his Big Day Zav. Rabbi Meir Aimer Pashat Kidesh Yad of Raglov. No, first he took off his Big Day Zav, and then he did Kidesh Yad of Raglaim, which we had before on Lamed Aleph Mabez, that the Machlekes is that the Tanakamo holds that the first Kidesh Yad of Raglaim is for the Pshita, and therefore he does it before taking off his first set of clothing. And Rabbi Meir holds that no, the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is actually for the Levisha, and he does it after he's Pashat, before he goes to the Mikvah, Letzerech the Levisha. That's what we explain the Laman Alpha Mabez in the Gemara. Either way, says the Mishnah, Yarad V'Tava, Allah V'Nistabig, he goes down into the Mikvah, and he comes out, and he dries himself off, Havu Lay Big Day Lavan, now they bring in the Big Day Lavan, he's going to do the Avaidas Pnim, and therefore they bring him now the Big Day Lavan, right? He doesn't wear the Big Day Zav, Lefnai V'Lefnim, like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, because Ein Kateger Nasas an Eger, it's Mazkir, the head of the Egel Azav, and therefore he wears the Big Day Lavan. So they bring in the Big Day Lavan, Lavash, he puts them on, V'kiddush Yad of Raglav, and then he does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, this time everybody's Maidah, that's after the Levisha. And that's it. Now he's dressed in the Big Day Lavan. Says the Mishnah, B'shachar hayulayvish plusin shal shnei maser manes. Now the Mishnah is going to explain to us that there's really two times the Kohen Gadol wears Big Day Lavan. Once is now, when he goes to do the Aveda Elefnai V'Lefnim, and then later on he's going to wear the Big Day Lavan again when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kaf and the Machta that held the Gechalim and the Ketores. So says the Mishnah that B'shachar, which means that by the first time he went in, when he was doing the actual Aveda Elefnai V'Lefnim, so hayulayvish plusin. So the Big Day Lavan that the Kohen Gadol wore was plusin, which is a certain type of linen, which comes from the place plusin. The Bartanura says plusin is Ramses. The Targum Yerushalmi says on the pasuk in Shemais in Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, when the pasuk says Ves Ramses, so the Targum Yerushalmi says Vias plusin. That's what the Rav brings. So the Rav says plusin is referring to Ramses. So this is a special linen, very chash of a linen, which came from plusin, and it was worth shel shnei maser mana. It was worth 12 mana, which is 1,200 zuz. A mana is 100 zuz. So this was worth 12 mana. So that's 1,200 zuz. Bein Harbayim, however, the Big Day Lavan that he wore in the afternoon, which means when he went back in to take out the Kaf and the Machta, so that was Hinduyin. That was also a very chashav linen, but slightly less chashav than Plusin. It was Hinduyin linen. It was linen that came from, Rashi says Hinduyin is Kush. Is the land of Kush, which the Meiri also brings in the second beer. In the second beer, he brings it also, it's referring to Kush. However, in this first beer, he says it's referring to Hodu, I think as they say is India. The Rav also as well. He says the Hinduyan is Hodu, and the Tosfos Yontif says that he has a raya from the Targum in Megillas Esther, because when the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, in the first Pasuk, it says Mihaidu Vad Kush. So over there, the Targum says, Min Hinda Rabba Vad Kush. You see, Hinduyan is referring to Hodu. Says the Gemara, Shal Shmeina Mei Zuz, And says the Mishnah that Shashmaina Mea Yizuz, these Big Day Lavan that he wore the second time when he went in to take the Kaf and the Machta, so that was worth 800 Zuz. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. That the first Big Day Lavan he wore was worth 1200 Zuz, 12 mana, 1200 Zuz, and the second Big Day Lavan was worth 800 Zuz. The ones that he wore in the morning were worth 18 mana, 1,800 zuz. And the ones that he wore the second time when he went in to take out the kaf and the machta, so that was worth 12 mana. That was worth 1,200 zuz. Hakol shleishim mana, which is a total of 30 mana, of 3,000 zuz. We'll see in the Gemara the significance of that line. Says the Mishnah that elu mishal tzibur. This is the amount that he was able to take from the tzibur to pay for his Big Day Lavan. Lavan. If he wanted to get more expensive Bigdei Lavan, so he was allowed to, and he just had to use his own money for that. But this was the maximum amount of money that he was able to take from the Tzibur.